From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia farmers serve a healthy helping to the state economy, according to the 2022 Feed the Economy report released on National Ag Day. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, the report shows food and agriculture support over 1.4 million jobs in Georgia, provide $68.3 billion in wages and $21.3 billion in taxes, and $4.2 billion in exports. All told, the state's ag and food sectors have a $230.7 billion economic impact. The U.S. Trade Representative and USDA announced changes to the safeguard on Japan's imports of U.S. beef. In a statement, U.S. Meat Export Federation President Dan Hallstrom said USMEF greatly appreciates the efforts to adjust Japan's safeguard on U.S. beef. The U.S.-Japan trade agreement was a tremendous breakthrough for the U.S. meat industry, including the significant reduction in Japan's tariffs on U.S. beef. But the playing field has not been entirely level due to this safeguard. The U.S.-China Business Council applauded the Biden administration for renewing tariff exclusions on 352 categories of Chinese imports. But the group is disappointed the administration did not approve the exclusions on the full list of 549 categories requested. American companies have submitted 53,000 requests for tariff exclusions, but fewer than 7,000 were granted. USCBC President Craig Allen says tariffs negatively affect U.S. companies of all sizes, especially many of the smaller ones struggling to survive.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.